good to have you here this morning at Barbie's Grove. And those of you visiting with us, we want you to feel a special welcome as we come into the time of worship, a time of praise, time of seeking the Lord. I was kidding Gary and Greg, if the snow gets knee-deep out there, to let us know and I'll stop preaching. But I don't think that's going to happen. We got a few sick folks this morning, but you're here and the Lord's here, and that's what's important. We worship Him together. May we pray. Oh, Father, how we come to worship You, how welcome You are in our presence. How welcome we are to hear from You. Lord, give us spiritual ears to hear from You, whether You do it through the songs or through the message or through the prayers. But Lord, we want to hear. We want to obey. Father, I thank You for each person that's here, and maybe those that might be listening on the internet later, or those that might be in the parking lot. May each one, receive a special blessing from heaven today. We love You, Lord Jesus, and we pray in Your name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I guess you did bring your snow shovels with you. Who knows? We may get a snow shower, maybe. I don't know. I love snow. But good morning. It is Sanctity of Life Sunday, and we're about to sing a congregation hymn as usual. But before we do that, right after the hymn, we'll normally have our offertory and offering. We're going to do two offerings today at the normal time. The first offering that we'll be doing will be your regular tithe and offering, okay? And then the second offering will be for the sanctity of life. And I'm going to ask Miss Tonda if she would come and explain what we're doing and what it's all about. Tonda. Okay. Thank you, Tonda. Thank you very, very much. Now, let's all sing together. Let's all stand and sing together when we all get to heaven. I'm planning to go there, aren't you?
Yes.
Amen. What? We're going to go there, right? Amen. Let's all sing together when we all get to heaven.
Thank you.
and sing the doxology, please.
Praise God from
Okay, I have some announcements I want to share with you. First is today, activities today, of course, is we will have our quarterly conference at the end of the service today. And so if you will, you stay for that, please. You'd be welcome to do just that. We'll have our quarterly conference today. Then next week on, we'll have our Wednesday Bible study as well on Wednesday night. And then at 7:30, our youth and children's pastor search committee we'll be meeting. I also want to talk to you a little bit about next Sunday service, and that next Sunday service, we are going to be asking you to help with an issue that it needs some attention due to Marie Burris's funeral expenses. We found out that there's an expense still on the books at Hartsville Funeral Home that has not been paid and can't be paid because Marie absolutely did not have the money to do it. And so it's come to our attention, and so we as a church we have been asked to look at it and see if we wanted to do anything to help. And we would do that. Our deacons met, and we decided that the best thing to do is give you an opportunity next Sunday on a special offering if you want to give a love offering for us to be able to help with those expenses. If indeed you do pay, give more than the expenses really are and will be, then the balance of that money that you give as a love offering will go into our benevolence fund. And so it'll all go back into helping people. So just know that for sure. So next Sunday we'll be asking you to help with the funeral expenses for Marie Burris. Okay? All right. Then now let's go down to the normal. Next Sunday, we've talked, next Sunday, January the 25th, Baptist Men's Day. Now, Jeff, you want to mention, talk to that, or will you want me to go ahead? What do you want to do?
Yeah, we want to make sure all you guys plan to come and eat breakfast with us that morning. You get to hear Bobby Williams then, and then we're going to come upstairs, and you get to hear Bobby Williams again.
What do you think of that, Janice?
Yeah. Plan on coming. I'm kind of excited about it.
I am
also,
too.
All
right. After service today, you Baptist men, when you go that way, come this way, and we're going to talk a little bit about what we're going to do. You're going to talk about the cooks and all of that when they need to be here.
And also the Pregnancy Resource Center.
Okay.
So I'll get you out here before the snow hits.
And the breakfast will consist of a breakfast. We're not going to give you donuts, even though I love donuts. But we will have a full breakfast for you.
All men are invited.
Absolutely.
We want you to come, and hopefully you'll join in with what we do and get involved in it. But either way, please come and eat, enjoy the meal, and enjoy the feast.
Absolutely. You can see in your bulletin, we've covered a lot of it already. We went from the Sanctity of Life and the Children's Youth Pastor Meeting, Committee Meeting, and the Baptist Men's Day. Now we're going to have the Widow and Widower's Luncheon. You want to speak to that, Miss? You want to speak to that from? Okay, Rosina. Okay, all right. And then Baptist Women's Day will be February the 22nd. And you, anything you want to add to that, Miss Rosina? Okay. All right, I know. We got a good speaker, too. You're going to keep that a secret, though, right? Okay, all right. Okay, it is awesome. We look forward to it. We truly do. Are there any announcements that I've overlooked? All right. Would that be in the case? Would that be in the case? We'll go to our prayer list, and I do have several that have already been given to me for our prayer list today. Tyshawn Forty, and he was killed in a. You may have heard from the Albemarle. That's Albemarle area, and he was killed. Let's remember hit the family of that family. It was awesome. It was a terrible killing. I mean, I think a group of young people were involved in the killing, and I think you saw it on the news. But let's remember that family. Kathy Allen, we've been asked to remember her as she has surgery. Let's keep that in mind. And Angie Eford is also going to have surgery this Friday. And Robert High is asked to remember him this morning. Robert have some feet issues, and so let's remember Robert. Are there any others we need to add to the prayer list this morning? Okay, and my daughter-in-law, I have so many times I have come before you and asked for special prayer for her. Now I'm going to ask for special praise because she completed her last surgery, 12 of them, last Wednesday, and it's successful. And so now we just praise the Lord, continue to praise the Lord. And so it's just a miracle, miracle, miracle. All right, anyone else?
Unspoken.
Unspoken, okay. All right. That being said, let's have the word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you today, Lord, and we come to you acknowledging who you are. We come to you acknowledging, Lord, you as the one true and living God. We thank you, Lord, you're all powerful, you're all knowing, you're all seeing. And Lord, we do believe in you and we love you. Now, Lord, as we come before we start, ask you for any petitions, Lord, we first want to thank you, as we should always thank you each and every day. Lord, we thank you for this special day, Lord, we have to acknowledge the sanctity of life. Lord, we realize that every life is special, every life, and the unborn lives are special. We pray, Lord, that this whole nation would finally realize one day that every life is special. But Lord, as we go forward and now, Lord, we ask the special prayer for the following: Tyshawn Ford, the family, Kathy Allen, that surgery, pray for her full recovery. We pray for Angie Eford, who will be having surgery. We ask, Lord, that you would heal her body. Robert High, Lord, we pray for him and his foot issues this morning. We pray, Lord, he'll be able to walk like always for true special steps. We pray for him. Lord, we pray for Ricky Blaylock family. And then, Lord, we say a special praise for Tammy and all the great things you've done for her, Lord. We can only say thank you. Thank you, Lord. And we have an unspoken request, Lord, and we know that you know the need there and you know that you can fit a blessing. And we pray, Lord, you fit a blessing to that need. And, Lord, if you fit the blessing, it'll be perfect. And now we go now forward into our continuation of the service today. We do thank you, Lord, for a time that we can acknowledge the sanctity of life. And then we ask a special blessing upon Pastor Ed as he comes before us today with this service. And these blessings now, Lord, we'll be very, very careful to acknowledge you as one and only true living God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Kathy, if you would, please, I've asked Miss Kathy come to lead us in our song this morning, our praise song, if you would. Thank you, dear.
All right, if everybody will stand with me, this is one of my favorites that we're going to sing today. And before we get started, when there's a chorus that says the name above all names, we're going to sing it twice through. And then at the end, the chorus, how great is our God, we're going to sing it three times to the end. So if you'll just watch me, I'll stay on track, but...
Clothed in majesty,
all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God?
Father, Son, and Spirit. You know, when you take a moment to think about it, we're all born with a streak of rebel in us, a streak that doesn't like to obey. You get these little kids, okay now, honey, eat your peas and carrots. Don't like peas and carrots. If you're not careful, one or two things will happen. That little hand will come across that tray table and knock it on the floor, or feed the dog. Okay, honey, it's bedtime. Don't want to go to bed. Want to stay up and play. Or mama's laid out your outfit for the day. Don't like that outfit. Now, our daughter Sarah was really a very obedient, compliant child, except when it came to clothes. Day like today, she probably wanted shorts and a t-shirt. 90 degrees, she wanted her wool pants and a flannel shirt and her cowboy boots. But you know, it doesn't get any better when we get older. Even when we become a Christian, we still have to battle disobedience. I don't know how many men I've heard over the years say, God called me to preach when I was 15 or 12 or 18, and I battled him for 30 years, 40 years, now I'm 55, and I finally said yes to being a preacher. Disobeyed it, the Lord, for all of those years. Over the years, I don't know how many times somebody's come to my office and said, Pastor, God told me not to marry him, or God told me not to marry her, but I did it anyway. Now, preacher, how can I get out of this mess? We got a real problem. And the list goes on and on. That it's sometimes there's just something in us that doesn't want to obey. Now, that's why the words of Jesus challenges us. So turn with me to Gospel of John, chapter 14. Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 15. Jesus talking, it's in red in my Bible. If you love me, what? Keep my commandments. Verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. Verse 23. Jesus answered and said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him, make our abode with him. Verse 24. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Jesus says, if we love him, we're going to obey. I mean, how many different places does he say that? How many different ways does he say that? Our love for him is exhibited by how we act toward what he has told us to do. Now, I can stand up here and say, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Nobody loves Jesus like I love Jesus. But if I continually disobey what the Lord tells me to do, Jesus says, I don't really love him. Our love is shown by our action. Our words are meaningless if we don't live them. Now, you know from reading the Bible, there are many explicit commands where God says do this or do that or don't do this or don't do that. Many, many places. Honor your father and mother. Children, obey your parents. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Go ye into all the world and make disciples. over and over. There are many, many explicit commands from the Lord in God's word. But there are also times the Lord talks to you apart from his word. Now, I've read the Bible through, and many times I've read it through in a number of different translations. And if there's a verse in there that says, Ed Louder, you go preach, I missed it. See, that's between me and the Lord. And there will be things that God will call you to do, God will speak to you about, that aren't spelled out in the scripture. You'll just know in your heart of hearts, this is the will of God for me. Now the question is, how obedient are we? How obedient are we? Now this sounds like it's negative, but let's don't stay negative. Let's think about the positive. Obeying Jesus has its upside. Obeying Jesus is full of blessing. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 8. And we're going to do a quick survey through a lot of Bible passages. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. When Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, and grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. And we won't go into all the teaching that Jesus made, but Jesus says, go. Verse 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so it shall be done unto thee. The servant was healed in that selfsame hour. Jesus said, go, and the servant was healed. Chapter 9, verse 1 and following. And I think this is the same scripture that is found in another one of the Gospels where they opened up the roof and let the man down in front of Jesus. And Jesus says, hey, your sins are forgiven. And the Pharisees got all bent out of shape and says, who can forgive sins but God? And Jesus said, well, okay, I'm going to prove I've got power to forgive sin. Son, take up your bed and walk. What does he say he did? And he arose, verse 7, Matthew 9, he arose and departed to his house. Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. Now he had to make some kind of movement. He wasn't just suddenly levitating or something. He had to start wiggling around. He was on that bed of affliction. He was maybe paralyzed. He was helpless. But at the same time, when Jesus said, rise and walk, he started moving around. And he's got strength. And he sits up beside of that pallet, and then he rolls it up and walks out. He obeyed. And he was healed. In Matthew 12, we won't go there, but you remember Jesus is in the synagogue and there's a man with a withered hand. Jesus said, just stretch out your hand and it'll be healed. Hey, if I could stretch it out, I'd stretch it out. No, he obeyed. Well, hey, it's normal. He had to obey in order to see the miracle of God. In Matthew 15, they come up with all these thousands of people that are hungry, and what does Jesus say? you tell them to sit down, and they set them down in like 50s. Jesus took bread and the fish and blessed it, gave it to the disciples, and it just multiplied. And so that 5,000 men, not to mention women and children, were fed, and when they got done, there were 12 basketfuls left over. But they obeyed by sitting, by patiently waiting, and then by the disciples doing what Jesus told them to do and distributing. Obedience led to thousands of people being saved, being fed. You remember Jesus comes down from the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17. And there's this father that comes up to Jesus and said, "Can you help me? My son's epileptic. He's got a demon. The demon throws him into the fire. The demon throws him into the water, tries to kill him. I brought him to your disciples. They can't do anything. Can you do anything?" Jesus said, "Bring him to me. I'll handle it." He cast the demon out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. The father obeyed. He saw a miracle. Go over to Luke chapter 5. I love this one. Luke chapter 5. And we'll read verses 1 through 7. "Came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught.' Simon answered and said unto him, 'Master, we've toiled all night and have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.' And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so they began to sink." Now, they had fished all night. And it says that they were washing their nets. They were wrapping it up for the day. Jesus said, "Let's go out, drop your nets down one more time." Now, there's just a little reluctance in Simon Peter's vocabulary. "Lord, I fished all night, and there's no fish left in this sea." Jesus said, "Just do what I said. You're a carpenter. I'm the fisherman. Just do what I say." "Okay, because you say it, I will do it." And he filled up their ship and their partnership until they almost sunk right there in the Sea of Galilee. Obedience and blessing went together. Obedience and blessing went together. Go on over to Luke chapter 9. "Then called he his 12 disciples together, gave them power and authority over the devils and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So Jesus calls the 12 together and he sends them out to do ministry, to preach, teach, and bring healing to the people in the villages where they go. Now go over to chapter 10. "And after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two by two before his face to every city and place where he himself would come." So now he sent out the 12. They come back. And later, and it doesn't tell us how much later, he sends out 70 other disciples, followers, and says, "You go do the same thing that the 12 did." and read 10:17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. It sounded like they had a powerful ministry. They went out, they preached, they taught, they brought healing to the people that were sick. And it says, everywhere we went, the devils had to bow to the name of Jesus. Obedience equal blessing. Obedience equal blessing. You know, the first miracle, fill those water pots with water. Okay. Take out a few cupfuls and take it to the master of ceremonies. Hey, this is the best wine we've had all night. Now those servants, they obeyed, and a miracle happened. If you go to John 9, you have another great story that I love. You know, this guy's born blind. Jesus spits on the ground, makes some mud, puts mud on his face, mud on his eyes. And says, now go wash in the pool of Siloam. Now put yourself in that guy's shoes. I'm blind. Now I got mud in my face. And he wants me to walk however far it is to this pool and wash my face and wash the mud off. But when he did, when he obeyed, suddenly he could see for the first time. Now he was a grown man. He had never seen. He was born blind. But when he obeyed Jesus, for the first time in his life, he could see. You begin to get the picture that over and over and over, the blessings came. And then the last scripture, Mark 16. Mark 16, the very end of the book of Mark, starting at verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Jesus said, you go, marvelous things are going to happen. And it says, they went, and miracles happened. Now, there are others. After I made my notes, I got to thinking, you know, they come to Peter one day and say, you and Jesus pay your temple tax? So Peter goes to Jesus and says, what do we do about that? Jesus says, you go out, throw your hook into the sea, and the first fish you catch, you'll have a coin in its mouth that will pay your temple tax for me and for you. That's pretty miraculous. Peter obeyed and was blessed. Over and over and over again, the Bible predicts and shows by example, when we follow the Lord, even if it seems like a strange commandment, there is blessing. And as I thought about two examples where people didn't follow the Lord, and they missed out. You remember the story of the rich young ruler? Lord, I kept all the commandments. Go sell what you have and follow me. Give it to the poor and then follow me. And he goes away sorrowful because he was disobedient. And then the other one, you remember that in Paul's letter in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he says that Jesus appeared to him and to Peter and to John and to the 12 and all of that. And he says he appeared to 500 people at one time. Now, the Gospels don't tell us when and where that was, but it just says that there were 500 people that heard Jesus in one assembly. Well, Jesus over and over told those folks, you go to Jerusalem and you wait till the power of God comes, and then you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, to the uttermost parts of the world. How many were in the upper room? 120, approximately, best we know. What happened to the other 380? They didn't obey, and they missed out. Can you imagine some of the 120 talking to some of the 380 later? Man, you wouldn't believe it. Sound like a hurricane came through and all that mighty wind, and we started looking around and flames of fire were landing on all of our heads, and we rushed out and we went to speaking in languages we'd never heard, never learned. And Peter preached and 3,000 people got saved, and we baptized people till our arms felt like they were going to fall off. And you missed it. One group experienced it, one group missed it. Obedience versus disobedience. My challenge to myself, before I ever challenge you, is this. Ed, you need to obey the Lord. Whether it's something written in the Bible, or whether it's something that he has spoken to me personally, I need to obey. Because there's blessing in obedience. It's not a negative thing. It's a blessing to obey. And to see God do what needs to be done. You see, there was healing. There were times. There was financial blessing. There was powerful ministry. There was food blessing. Other provisions. Over and over and over again, as they followed the Lord and obeyed the commands of the Lord, blessings just flowed. Well, the Bible says God's no respecter of persons. So what he did for those, he'll do for us. God's blessings are for you. And the way to receive them is obedience. I challenge myself and I challenge you, 2026, let's make it a time of obedience. Let's make it a time of, thus saith the Lord, we'll do it. You know, how many times Jesus spoke and said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Oh, they all had physical ears, but spiritual ears to hear. May we hear from God. May we obey the Lord. And may we walk in the blessing of God in 2026. As I have an invitation, if you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to come. If there's someone that needs to just come to the altar and pray, we invite you to come. If there are other decisions that are on your heart, would you stand?
I have decided to follow Jesus.
seated. We'll have a conference, church conference, for just a moment. You know, that last verse, that's the hard part. When everybody around you is going the world's way and you need to follow Jesus, that's the hard part. But in following Jesus, there is the blessing. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord give you peace, joy, and the fullness of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.